Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Pei Gimel, Chapter 83, When Hashem Seems Silent. This perek speaks to a situation when there are nations attacking the Jews, and we don't see Hashem's open hand punishing them. We don't see or feel Hashem protecting us. It feels like Hashem is silent. The operative word here is it feels, it seems. Pasuk Beis, Elokim al zamilach, al techrash v'al tishkot kel. Hashem, don't be silent. Hashem, don't ignore us or be still. Pasuk Dalet, al amcha yarimu sod, v'yusya'atsu al tzafunecha. Enemies are plotting against your people and scheming against your treasured ones. We know Hashem's power and might, that he could do anything to even the strongest battalion. Pasuk Yudalet, Elokai shisemo chagalgal kikash lefnei ruach. Hashem, make them like whirling shaft, like stubble moved by the wind. Tehillim has such strong imagery. In your mind's eye, picture the white wisps of a dandelion that when the wind comes, simply detaches those wisps from the plant and whirls them around in the air with ease. In this tefillah, we ask Hashem, as strong as our enemies are, you can move them and destroy them as if they were light shaft, moved around by the wind. Pasuk Yitest, the last pasuk of this parak, we appeal to Hashem with the ultimate goal. V'yedu ki atashimcha Hashem levadecha, elyon al kol haaretz, that the nations who attack us will know that you, whose name alone is God, you rule supreme over all the earth. I want you to think about a drama-filled story or a movie, one that you've heard or watched before. There are lots of suspenseful parts in it that grip your emotion and maybe even have you feel fearful. But since this is your second time around, you know the ending, that ultimately by the last scene, the good guys are going to triumph. Nevertheless, if it's a well-produced movie or a well-told story, you still experience the drama. You may find yourself wanting to call out to the good guys, "Don't worry, it may seem hopeless now, but I promise the ending will be a good one." This parak speaks to the emotions of being in a difficult position and feeling like Hashem is not intervening, like he's silent. Ultimately, however, we know what will happen. It only seems like Hashem is silent. It only feels like Hashem has forgotten about us. He never has, and he never will. Hashem is levadecha. He alone is the only causative force in the world. And he promised to care for us, his treasured nation. When we are in the middle of the story, whether it's a difficult story in our own personal life story or one that is much broader, the suffering of our people, it can be so difficult, but we can be confident in the ending. Ultimately, when Hashem levadecha is the only one in charge, it will be one of salvation. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Ellen Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Basvegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.